Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This is airing a little later than I would have liked, but it's never too late to give a deserved attaboy, or in this case, an attagirl, to a young woman from Davies County.
Jonelle Futrell, who is a member of the Davis County FFA chapter and a former state vice president here in Kentucky, was elected as the National Eastern Region Vice President with the National FFA.
Kentucky FFA State Advisor Brandon Davis with a little more on Futrell's election.
To kind of put it in context, she is only the 11th person in the 85 years that there has been FFA ever from Kentucky be a national officer. And on top of that, she's the first female from Kentucky that we've ever had be a national officer. So it is a very exclusive club, and we are just so very proud of her.
And year after year, it seems a particular Kentucky FFA chapter stands out. And boy, did they ever at the national convention just concluded.
Spencer County FFA received the first ever National Model of Excellence. This award basically recognizes the top FFA chapter in the entire country. And we were fortunate to have a Kentucky FFA chapter in Spencer County receive that honor.
Our congratulations to all Kentucky chapters and individuals receiving national recognitions. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
I suggested to State FFA Advisor Brandon Davis that Spencer County's winning track record has just become a tradition.
It is one of those when excellence becomes an expectation kind of idea. They have worked very hard for many years to build up where students learn the content, they apply the content, and they are competitive.
And they have inspired leadership.
When you have two FFA advisors and agriculture education teachers like Bland Baird and Daryl Matherly, they spend a whole lot of time beyond the normal work day. That includes late nights, Saturdays, and any other time, working with the students, helping to complete the paperwork, to do everything that it takes to ensure that the students are successful.
To see the state's many chapter and individual awards, you can go online to kyffa.org. Pretty impressive. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.